نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, a person came to Hazrat Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah and he complained about his hard heart. He said, "Oh Abu Sa'id, I have got a very hard heart. Tell me what should I do?" So the great sage Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayh tells him, "Soften your heart with the dhikr of Allah. Dhikrullah will soften your heart. The more unmindful a person is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more ghafil a person is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more hard his heart will become." And so if a person makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes a dhakir, then his heart will become soft. Obviously a person with a hard heart, he will not feel the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He won't enjoy his ibadah. He won't enjoy obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, he'll be more engrossed in sin, in evil. He'll be distant away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. He won't feel happy. He'll feel miserable all the time. So Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi explained to him that soften your heart with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we all need to do. The dhikrullah. When we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our spiritual heart will become softened. And when our heart will become soft, then we will gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will feel the sakina, we will feel the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. We will enjoy making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then even if we tested with any calamity, may Allah protect us, then to a person will not become overwhelmed, because his heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be able to make the sabr. He'll be able to accept the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer, his condition is such, just like a fish is in water, it requires all the time water. Like that, a believer requires a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without dhikrullah, a believer will feel restless. Exactly like how a fish out of the water, the moment you take it out of the water, we see what happens. It begins to shake. And it wishes to come back and jump back into the water. Like that, a person who's taken out of dhikrullah, there's no dhikr in his heart, a believer will feel restless. And he wants to be in the mahawal, in the company, in the majlis of dhikr. He wants to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, of course, in the akhirat, what is our main goal is to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain entry into Jannah. And this is the main thamara, the fruit and the benefit of dhikrullah, that is we gain the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala must become razi with us. And that is the benefit of the hereafter, that we will get that Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. But even in this world, besides the many, many benefits that we keep on mentioning in the dhikr majlis, he says the main benefit, the thamara, the main fruit of dhikrullah in this world is the fact that Allah will remember us. Because Allah says, "Fadhkuruni adhkurkum." Remember me, I will remember you. When Allah says, "I will remember you," it is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah never breaks his promise. Allah never goes against his promise. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will continuously remember us. So easy, so beautiful. Therefore, all our mashayikh emphasize kathrat dhikr, making dhikrullah in abundance. It is also Friday, kathrat of durood sharif, salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are things that besides working on our iman, our aqidah, making it strong, our beliefs, and doing amal saliha, dhikrullah will help us. It will propel us forward towards the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. We remember Allah, Allah will always remember us. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of making the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala every single day of our life. All the time we will be mindful of Allah Ta'ala. Is Zakir, will he make dhikr, and his heart will feel that nur, and that nur will permeate on his limbs, and he'll always be mindful of Allah. When a person is mindful of Allah, he feel embarrassed, he feel ashamed of disobeying Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Besides, Ruf Shaykh.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us all of us يا الله يا الله grant us تقوى يا الله Grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Grant us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. The sweetness of our ibadat, my Allah. The sweetness of your Allah making your ita'at and obeying you, my Allah. Give us tawfiq, ya Allah, of doing good deeds, my Allah. A'mal saliha. Protect us from all evil. Allah, protect us from sayyi'at, from dhunub, from asam, from ma'asi. Allah, protect us from every big and small sin, my Allah. Don't make us commit any gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made tawbah to you, especially in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are slipping again into sins, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Help us, guide us. Ya Allah, if you are not going to help us, there is no other person who can help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only through your power, your strength, Ya Allah. Tawfiq from you, my Allah, that we will be able to abstain from sin, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have left this world, my Allah. Near ones, my Allah. People who we knew, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant us mortal iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, my Allah, in the recent days, my Allah, in the recent weeks, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant them sabri jameel, my Allah. And there are so many who are sick and ailing in hospital, especially, my Allah.
There's so many people who we know, they're on the ventilator, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Allah, grant them afiyat, grant them sihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are sick at home, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Little children are not well, my Allah. Allah, shifa is in your hands, ya Allah. You are a shafi, my Allah. Grant all of us complete shifa. Ya Allah, zahiri, batini, amrasi, bilkul, ya Allah. Grant us complete shifa, ya Allah. Shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, my Allah. Grant us all our hajat. Fulfill our hajat, ya Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many different problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering various types of trials and tribulations, my Allah. Wherever the ummah is, my Allah. Wherever any ummati is suffering, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, brothers and sisters are suffering, my Allah. Remove the difficulties in Palestine, in Syria, in Burma, Rohingya, ya Allah, different parts of the world, my Allah. In African countries, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, protect us from all type of waba, all types of, ya Allah, bala, especially this virus and pandemic, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, put a stop to it completely, never to come back to us, my Allah. Don't make any other type of virus, ya Allah, come into this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect us from all type of diseases and illnesses, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, give us more in Madina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kothur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us in the Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent huffar, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, murar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many youngsters, ya Allah, they have made up their mind to give up all the sins that they were committing, ya Allah, especially taking drugs, and ya Allah, having illicit relationships, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, grant them istiqamat, ya Allah. Help them, guide them. Ya Allah, there are so many have gone to the rehab, my Allah. So many are struggling to give up this habit, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them tawfiq, ya Allah. You make it be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are the ummatis of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have sinned, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them tawfiq of making tawbat and nasuha. Make them have a pure and clean life, my Allah. There are so many young boys and young girls of marriageable age, my Allah. You grant them suitable partners, my Allah. Bless them with a life of bliss and happiness and afiyat, a life according to the sunnah of Nabiya Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married and don't have any children, grant them, ya Allah, pious children, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hum sabse na, ya Allah, razi ban ja. Don't be naraz with us, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Allah, make us do those things that will gain your pleasure, my Allah. Allah, make our